This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is that Jim Fetzer sitting in for Daniel. I'm so delighted to be back with the Power Hour once again. I was a huge fan of Joyce Reilly. I thought today, in retrospect, that I would review the top 10 stories of 2018. Those who have been to the schedule will see that I have a link. Catherine has posted a link to an article of interest on my blog at jamesfetzer.org. And to the video of interest, which is the summary overview of the top 10 stories that has 138 slides. So I'm going to go through the stories with you. You can make your own determination whether to watch the whole thing. We start with the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, who, of course, was the a reporter for the Washington Post who was a severe critic of the royal family, particularly the crown prince in Saudi Arabia, and who appears to have paid for it with his life. We have images. There's actually a video report of Khashoggi entering into the Saudi consulate in Ankara, Turkey, where he was seeking to obtain records of his divorce so he could marry his fiancée, who waited for him outside, but it was like the Roach Hotel. He checked in, but he never checked out. Some of what I consider to be the most damning evidence against the Saudis for all of this was the fact that they sent out a body double who was wearing Khashoggi's clothing with a fake mask, fake beard, glasses. That was obviously an attempt to throw off the public regarding what in fact had happened. After ongoing denials that anything untoward had taken place, they acknowledged that he'd actually died in the consulate during a fist fight. That was a highly improbable outcome. How often do fist fights lead to death? And in fact, we know that there was a group of 15, a special assembly had come down, including a guy who was an expert in the disposal or dismemberment of bodies. And in fact, we have photographs of the dismembered body. That may be something you may pause to watch. I give a warning in the video. You're about to see it. You can tell how brutal was this event. They cut off his fingers. This was while he was alive. That's a form of punishment because as a journalist, he published his stories using his fingers. They did other brutal things. They cut out his package. Again, this is while he was alive. They removed his face from his head. Again, this is while he was alive before he was separated. His head was separated from his body. I have concealed his package. But, I mean, this is what they did. It was a sadistic, brutal murder. We even have a report that the crown prince called him on a cell phone to warn him what he was about to experience, another tell, in my judgment. We have a Saudi Arabia having purchased $250 million spy package from Israel to track foreign journalists and archivists. This may have been a way in which he was tracked by means of his cell phone through triangulation, though once he had announced he was heading to the consulate to obtain the records he needed and told to come back the following day, there was ample time for the Saudis, or the Crown Prince in particular, to respond to the opportunity. Now, Gina Haspel, the new head of the CIA, has given an assessment of what happened here, concluding that the Crown Prince gave the order to kill Jamal Khashoggi. One of the officials who was fired and then sanctioned by the U.S. was an advisor to the Crown Prince, the former deputy head of intelligence who apparently sent the team to Istanbul and was then fired, was also apparently close to the Crown Prince. This is all very, very significant and telling. Nevertheless, the president has stood by the Crown Prince despite congressional opposition. In my opinion, this was a blunder. I was interviewed on international TV for example, by Press TV talking about this and explained how the president really had an opportunity here to reassert the moral authority of the United States by condemning this brutal murder. But the Donald, however, has been attempting to substantiate, you know, revitalize the economy of the United States. He was worried about $110 billion in arms sales that would be forfeited. My opinion was that the moral standing of the United States is more important. We will eventually come to another story, of course, about Trump pulling us out of Syria, which I think is emphatically the right thing to have done. And he may thereby be, you know, regaining some semblance of morality by doing that. It was, of course, a fulfillment of his most important campaign pledge to get the U.S. out of the Middle East and to put America first. In any case, we have the Senate unanimously concluding that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was responsible for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. It was 100%, 100 votes about it. In addition, and this is significant too as well in my opinion, the Senate is also voting to end support for the Saudi war in Yemen. It was a vote of 56-41, not 100%, but it was the first action challenging authorized U.S. involvement in foreign engagement under the War Powers Act 45 years to the day after it had been passed. Its first successful challenge. This is significant because the Saudis had been using U.S. military equipment to pursue the war in Yemen, which in my opinion was doubly bad. The Houthis there are fighting to restore democracy to their country, and they were being brutally assaulted by the Saudis using American military equipment. So the war was wrong. U.S. support for the war was wrong. Once again, we found ourselves on the wrong side of history. I am very glad the Senate has taken these strong acts in condemning the killing of this journalist and in opposing any continued support for the war in Yemen. So that's story number 10 in our countdown. Story number 9, the Parkland puzzle, the purported shooting that took place at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Broward County in Florida. Broward County is adjacent to Debbie Wasserman Schultz territory, where Debbie, of course, was the head of the DNC who sabotaged the Bernie Sanders campaign. It was Seth Rich, working as an IT guy for the DNC, who downloaded the files with the assistance of Kim.com that would eventually be transferred to Julian Assange for him to publish them. By way, it appears that Craig Murray, who is the UK ambassador to Uzbekistan, they both asserted they knew the source of the leak. He wasn't Russian. Of course, that Hillary had fabricated this Russian narrative, and now we have further developments I shall report as well as another major story of the day. In any case, Debbie was so worried that her other IT guys, these Pakistanis who were spying on the members of Congress and going to go on trial, were going to lead to losing as many as 11 seats for the Democrats in Florida alone. So she had to come up with a scheme to offset it, and it was a contrived shooting at Parkland. Absolutely fascinating. Brought in a TV producer of Dancing with the Stars, Adina Katz, who'd actually organized marches before, to do it. One of the most significant proofs we have about how this was contrived and managed way in advance, although the evidence is simply overwhelming here once you take a close look, is the fact that in order to have a big event like the so-called March for Our Lives, which was officially based upon or inspired by the Parkland shooting, but was taking place only about 6 weeks later, from the 14th of February, Valentine's Day, to the 24th of March, which is hardly time, most would say, for a bake sale to get organized at a local church. It turns out that the requirements for the mayor's group for special events that require the closing of roadways in Washington, D.C., as was the case in this instance, require that you must begin the permit process a minimum of 180 days in advance. That's 6 months in advance. So actually, it was back in September and October. They had already begun to initiate the process for the March for Our Lives, which was, of course, obviously, therefore, not inspired by the Parkland shooting. Incidentally, it's an irony that that the woman after whom the school is named was known for her, as a naturalist, for her opposition to draining the Everglades. And, of course, the location of the school was just a hop, skip, and a jump from Mar-a-Lago. So many times when they orchestrate these staged events, they do so with certain symbols or symbolic significance in mind. In this case, I think someone who's opposed to draining the swamp, when Donald Trump is declaring he's going to drain the swamp, that's a very perfect match here for a false flag event. Just one sign how this couldn't possibly have been inspired by the shooting on Valentine's Day. They had about 100 different designs and styles of shirts, T-shirts, collar, different colors and all that. I mean, I show you the image of all those shirts in the video version here, of which I'm giving you a summary overview. I mean, this is just one tiny indication the whole thing was contrived, was phony, was fake. In fact, the March for Our Lives is properly understood to be a Democratic Party voter registration drive that received billions in free publicity. This was a campaign stunt to offset Trump's success in office. They were terribly, terribly worried. They were looking toward the midterm. And I think it's significant they undertook this effort because just before the midterm, Rasmussen released a poll showing that Trump at that point in time had a 50% approval rating nationwide, and in my opinion, even more strikingly, a 40% approval rating from the black community, from black Americans. Well, Democrats are so heavily dependent on the black vote that if they get less than 90 to 95%, they're going to lose elections. I can guarantee you this midterm was heavily rigged by the Democrats. I had predicted in advance that Trump would pick up 3 or 4 seats in the Senate. He picked up several, not as many as I predicted, and would run even in the House. With a surging economy and unemployment down, including in black and Latino communities, I really expected him to come even. Although Bill Clinton and Barack Obama at the same stage in their terms had lost like 60 or more seats in the House. So actually losing a fair number of seats would not have been surprising. In this instance, they appear to have been coordinating with the RINOs, Republicans in name only, to get them out in seats where the Democrats might take out, and therefore did better in the House than I expected. More on Park when we return from this break.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extracts with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Once again, this is Jim Fester sitting in for Daniel today. My great pleasure. Continuing on Parkland, Debbie, the same progressive who seems to have been taken out by YouTube, they're doing that to those of us who are seeking to expose the truth to the American public, discovered from studying the videos that most of the students had been sent home at 1 o'clock because it was holiday, Valentine's Day. That in all the videos she surveyed, there were only 2 or 3 dozen students who stayed behind as student crisis actors. They even had fake doctors. Here's Dr. Nick Aprenko, talking about a Maddie Wilford who had a miraculous recovery from several wounds. He said, "We're talking about large-scale bullets penetrating through the chest and abdomen. Those are serious injuries." Indeed, they are. They would have rendered her dead, not walking around. We got another case here with a woman, Samantha Fuentes, walking around, supposed to have been shot in the legs, only requiring Band-Aids for bullets from an AR-15. Interestingly, the New York Times actually published a piece, "Wounds from Military-Style Rifle, a Ghastly Thing to Do," showing x-rays of shattered bones and the like. That's because they weren't hit by AR-15 bullets, but by something known as simmunition. It's simulated ammunition. It's made out of beeswax and laundry detergent. This is why the teacher, Stacy Lipple, who claimed to have seen the shooter dressed all in SWAT garb with a weapon she didn't recognize. He was using a sim gun to fire simulated ammunition that doesn't even penetrate the skin. It'll sting and leave a welt, but that's why they could cover their wounds with Band-Aids. As a proof positive, I give you all the whole live leak 52-second video inside a classroom where you see girls trying their best to scream as though they were really scared. One's worried about her bottled water. Another is on her iPod, a kid pulling his putts. you see some people in uniforms rushing in and out, you might think they're policemen, but they turn out to be actors wearing police uniforms because Parkland gave up its police force in 2004. There's a body line there, but you look closely, it's a training dummy with no arms and no head lying on fake blood. That's what we get. I show you this whole video and slides from it. So we have Sheriff Scott Israel being criticized because he kept four of his deputies out of the school. Well, he had to do that because they weren't in the loop. They didn't realize that this was a training op, that this was a fabricated event, that no one was actually being shot. They've had a revision to the training manual now as a repercussion where they've taken out the word may, that the deputies may enter to say the deputies shall enter, but it was actually the sheriff's call that they not enter to confront because he didn't want one of the fake shooters to be shot, possibly killed by a deputy who thought they were real. We had a number of interviews, including with this fellow David Hogg, whose father turns out to be FBI and a specialist in crisis management, where I strongly suspect that he may have been a technical advisor to contriving the whole affair to make it look more real. David Hogg, although he has a mediocre SAT, has been admitted to Harvard, I guess at the payoff for performing his role as a student crisis actor and becoming very, very outspoken about it. During the March for Our Lives, he did an interview with CBS 6 hours after he'd given his presentation, and he admitted then that he was actually at home. I think because the school had been closed, he forgot they were going to run this drill and film it, so he had to get on his bike and rush back to the school, which, of course, is a completely absurd story had it all been real. There's a very interesting interview, one of several that are extremely revealing, where David Hogg is with another student by the name of Kelsey Friend, where Kelsey is explaining to the reporter that it was like a movie. It looked so real, but it felt so fake. That's because they have new kinds of makeup and so forth that simulate ghastly-looking wounds that make it look very real. But it felt so fake because no one was displaying the urgency that would have been appropriate had it actually been a real event. When you watch this 52-second video, I'll play it here, you can hear the sound effects, you'll see what I mean about the fakery taking place, all completely, totally artificial. And of course, when you go to the video of interest, you'll be able to see it all.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Sheriff Adam Christensen says the manhunt for an illegal alien who allegedly killed a cop is over.
Gustavo Perez Arriaga, 33 years old, again, was arrested earlier today during the execution of a search warrant.
as far as where Arriaga was going, the sheriff continues.
That was his goal, to get across the border. This criminal, Mr. Arriaga, crossed our border illegally into Arizona some time ago. He is a criminal. He has two prior arrests for DUI. Remember, that's the reason that Officer Singh stopped him, because we had probable cause to believe that he was under the influence of alcohol.
Day 7 of the partial government shutdown continues with Congress out of session until January 3rd. The president did tweet earlier that he might be forced to close the southern border completely if Democrats don't approve of funding for a border wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Sitting in for Daniel once again. I'm so pleased to be here, given a top 10 stories of 2018. We turn to the Kavanaugh kerfuffle, which was a completely contrived attempt to derail a conservative nominee to the Supreme Court. This was clearly orchestrated by big players in the Democratic Party. Dianne Feinstein, I think, was the pivotal figure here. She kept this complaint, this letter that had allegedly come from Christine Blasey Ford for months. She could have shared it with the committee. They could have had a private conversation with Christine Blasey Ford. But as the whole business progressed, it turned out to be increasingly contrived, phony, fraudulent. Her former boyfriend said she had no fear of flying, which was an excuse her attorneys had given for her not coming out to Washington, D.C. to meet together, even though the committee offered to fly out there to meet her. At the time, she was actually in Maryland when all this was going on, having flown out there already. She claimed she was worried about living in enclosed spaces, had to have a second door added to her home. It turns out that was another fabrication. They added a second door because they were renting out a room as an apartment or an office space. It had nothing to do with the alleged attack. She, you know, actually has a background in psychology and even helped a friend to prep for a polygraph. In other words, how to beat a polygraph. Very, very bad, very embarrassing. There was a brilliant cartoon that summed it up where she's holding a piece of paper, which is as many holes as a piece of Swiss cheese. This is my story and I'm sticking to it. I think that very much captured the heart of the case. She even the witness she identified were not able to support her, including her very best friend. Now, another sign, by the way, about how this was completely contrived is that she claimed this event had occurred in high school when Brett Kavanaugh was only 17 years old. That's important because he'd already been subjected to as many as a half a dozen FBI reviews of his history where he came up clean as a hound's tooth, beginning when he was 18. So they had to circumvent the fact that he'd already been found to have no offenses, no problems with his background or history a half a dozen times before by fabricating a case that is supposed to have occurred when he was 17, which therefore would have not been already covered by the previous investigation. Turns out we found a photograph from Christine Blasey's husband, Russell Ford's Facebook page, where she operated under the name, in that instance, of Paula Blasey for her profile name. It turns out she's employed by Concept Therapeutics in the San Francisco Bay Area, a maker of an abortion pill in a $1.2 billion business. She and her husband are both in the medical industry. She's authored 8 articles on abortion drugs. This all appears to have been motivated by fear that Kavanaugh would undermine Roe v. Wade. Frankly, I never believed that to be the case because he has a strong commitment to precedent. In my judgment, the pro-choice position makes sense to Democrats and Americans because it means everyone can choose for themselves. No one's position is being imposed on anybody else. There are women aren't being forced to carry to term an unwanted fetus, where sociological studies have shown they tend to become juvenile delinquents, eventually criminals, at great expense to society, where my estimate is it runs around $100,000 a year per prisoner at taxpayer expense. Turns out that they would turn up two other allegations that were equally flimsy, one from a woman who claimed at Yale that he'd exposed himself to her. When they wound up doing the investigation, another fellow came forward to say he felt he had been the person who'd exposed himself to the second. Then they had a third, a Julie Swetnick, who claimed that even though she'd already graduated from high school 2 years before Kavanaugh, she'd been attending high school parties where girls were date raped, where they were given the date rape drug and then subjected to gang rape. And she said she did this. She went to 10 of these parties. I mean, look, number one, she was too old to be going to parties with high school boys. Once you get out of high school, really, you're done. You're going into a different social milieu. Number two, if she'd seen this even once, obviously such a serious offense, she ought to have reported it to law enforcement officials, which she did not. The idea she would have stuck around for 10 times until she herself was subject made the whole story completely absurd. In fact, when Jeff Flake performed a valuable service to the nation by stating he would vote to move the nominee into the Senate, but only support the nominee if there were a further supplement.
Thank you.
supplemental investigation of the two credible witnesses, not the third with a far-out story from the Twilight Zone, came up with a clean bill of health, no substantiation, no support for it, which left Susan Collins of Maine the opportunity, because the vote was so tight, there were 51 Republicans, 49 Democrats, that if there were one Republican defection, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska was indicating she would not vote to support, it was going to come right down to the wire. Susan Collins gave what I would judge to be one of the most masterful speeches I've ever heard, 45 minutes, beautifully organized, logical, eloquent. She's a very thoughtful person who'd done her homework. I spent my life giving lectures. I tell you, this was as good as anything I've ever heard in any public domain, and, of course, it proved to be decisive. The Senate Judiciary Republicans have now issued a 414-page, very thorough, very comprehensive report furthering that there was no support for any of the allegations against Kavanaugh. It all was completely political. Turns out they do reveal that there was another person who claimed he had had an interaction that he thought was with Blasey Ford that was in a location not far removed from where she claimed this event had occurred, and that it had been very much like what she reconstructed. My personal opinion is that Blasey, who was capable of self-hypnosis, put herself into a state of believing sincerely that it had been Brett Kavanaugh, when indeed it was not Brett Kavanaugh. The whole story was well investigated, thoroughly exposed, and the Senate came to the right conclusion. We have had a lot of international reaction. American shame. U.S. has nothing to teach the world about justice or politics after the Kavanaugh farce. I think that's very legitimate complaint, very justified. Here we have a recent encounter, a political cartoon that captures much of the essence of the story. A young woman is saying, holding a sign, "Reject Kavanaugh," and she's saying to an older man in a suit with his hands in his pocket, "A man who attacked a woman cannot be trusted to uphold America's most cherished legal principles." And he responds, "You mean like due process and the presumption of innocence?" I think that's very much the way it played out. This was completely and totally political. Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, Dianne Feinstein, Cory Booker, they were all deeply involved. Richard Bartholomew from Connecticut. This was a very bad move by the Democrats. And, in fact, Kavanaugh has already indicated by his vote in a case involving Planned Parenthood that he's not out to trash Roe v. Wade. In fact, Susan Collins explained during her discussion, during her presentation, her magnificent, I regard it as magnificent speech to the United States Senate, that she had concluded, as I had concluded, he was not a threat to Roe v. Wade. So I think it came out the right way, and that the political cost to the Democrats has been substantial, because as more and more Americans become aware of the facts of the matter, they can see for themselves that this was a political ploy, an abuse of the process. That brings us to story number 7, migrant caravan threatens invasion of U.S. southern border. Turns out the U.S. shut down a major San Diego port of entry at San Ysidro because migrants were rushing the border. Something that has to be understood here by way of background, which I'll return to after this break.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. this event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control. The four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
This is Jim Fetzer continuing with the top 10 countdown. Number 7, migration caravan threatens invasion of U.S. southern border. The Democrats' hypocrisy is simply dumbfounding. The law to separate children from their parents was signed by Bill Clinton. During Barack Obama's terms in office, 89,000 children were separated from their parents at the border. The media outcome, silent. Donald Trump, who inherits the laws and has the obligation as the executive, chief executive, to enforce them, separated 1,900 children, the result of media frenzy. We have women in the about the caravan protests from Tijuana, for example. I support Trump. I love that he is a nationalist. You got some who are in the caravan wearing T-shirts that say, F your mother, Trump, and America. Why would anyone who wanted to migrate to the United States make such a claim? Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch said a three-man team, actually two women, both of whom speak fluent Spanish, down to investigate the caravan. They found out it was indeed 95% men. It was well organized. They wouldn't acknowledge by whom. you've heard how this is supposed to be this very long trek. Well, it was being done using trucks. You'll find footage right here in the video version of the Top Ten where you see migrants being transported on great big flatbed trucks. Just imagine the amount of logistic support it required. Trump has indeed taken a stand at the border, but it's very appropriate. We did have this attempt of hundreds of migrants trying to storm the border at San Ysidro, and they took this one photograph of a woman with a couple of kids, and it was put everywhere. You'll see where the virtually identical stories on CNN, on ABC, and the New York Times, on the Washington Post, on MSNBC, and so forth. I mean, it's just stunning. The Mockingbird media just is working all from the same script. So we're supposed to believe this person dragged these poor pantless children 2,888 miles in 45 days, walking 20 hours a day. There's a wonderful Ben Garrison cartoon that focuses in on this, where you can see she's rather chubby. I mean, she has a considerable gut. And so the photographer's saying, okay, let's try it again. This time, show more fear and fatigue. Remember, you're starving, and you just walked over 1,000 miles. Here's a perfect illustration. She's carrying a baby in diapers? Well, how many diapers would it take to travel thousands of miles? I mean, and how could you carry the amount of diapers it was required? I mean, this is just absurd and embarrassing and an insult to every American. And that's what we're getting from the Democrats. One insult after another, one fabricated charge after another, one phony baloney, whether it's the Parkland shooting at school to promote gun control or the attempt to sabotage a highly qualified candidate for the Supreme Court or an attempt to promote no borders. Look how bad it is. Nancy Pelosi has a wall around her home in San Francisco. Chuck Schumer. In 2009, the video has just turned up, is saying Americans don't like illegal immigration. He says illegal immigration is wrong. He says people illegally in the U.S. are illegal aliens, not undocumented. Border fence made the southern border far more secure, created a significant barrier to illegal immigration. I mean, the hypocrisy is mind-boggling. And I have to tell you, I used to support the Democrats. I voted twice for Bill Clinton. I voted twice for Barack Obama. But today, when it came to Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, I'd had enough. Hillary represents the deep state. The crimes committed by the Clinton crime enterprise are simply enormous. They've been well documented in many books, including by Roger Stone, The Clinton's War on Women. I mean, Trump's harassed for being a wealthy guy who dated a lot of women, but he wasn't doing anything illegal. The Clintons, on the other hand, have perpetrated one crime after another and never been punished for it. It's as though they're skating free. So we have now a triple amputee, believe it or not, supporting the border because the Democrats are unwilling to give him $5 billion. This is perfectly legitimate. It's all totally constitutional. This border invasion, it appears they're hoping they're going to get more Democrat votes. But, you know, even immigrants themselves who come in legally don't believe in illegal immigration. I mean, after all, those people are going to compete with them for jobs. Agribusiness loves these immigrants because they pay them substandard wages and no benefits. They drive down the quality of life in the United States. So here we have a triple amputee who wants to help to fund the war. The first time I took the image, it was at 3,500 about. Last time I looked, it was over 3,250,000. Last time I looked, it was over 15 million. I think now it's probably over 30 million. These are American people stepping up to do what the Democrats will not do, protect our borders. You cannot have a nation and maintain discipline and national identity if you can't manage your borders. And it's a simple equation. The more these people come in to draw on our social security welfare system, the benefits that the American people have earned and deserved, the more it costs the American taxpayer, the fewer resources there are to benefit Americans. This issue is cut and dry. The Democrats are simply exploiting it for partisan political purposes. It's frankly disgusting beyond words, disgusting beyond words. The Donald is correct to be standing firm on the wall. We need the wall. We don't need to allow illegal immigrants pouring in. It's like Kanye West said in the White House. It's not legal guns aren't the problem. It's illegal guns. Legal migration isn't the problem. It's illegal migration. And in 2009, as I've been observing, Chuck Schumer shared that very vision. He used to oppose illegal immigration as wrong. Now he'll literally shut down the government to defend it. He used to oppose the use of phrases like undocumented workers because those words would convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration. And now he's more than happy to convey that very message to the American public. More than that, he tries to paint those who oppose his open borders agenda as somehow immoral. But I repeat again, Chuck Schumer in 2009, these are quotes, you can find it online. Illegal immigration is wrong. Illegal in the United States, they're illegal aliens, not undocumented. The border fence made the southern border far more secure, created a significant barrier to illegal immigration. We have millions, tens of millions, I've heard estimates, 20 million illegal migrants in the United States. We don't need untold numbers more. This is an obvious move in the right direction to benefit the American people and to put America first. And while I'm highly critical of the Donald when he's wrong, as he was wrong in standing by the Crown Prince, MBS, over the Khashoggi murder, because he felt the arms sales would benefit the American economy, he ought to have opposed it. He's right on the war. More when we come back from this break.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about $1 a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.